Fight not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Folks, there is a wisdom that doesn't descend from heaven or from the word of God. It's earthly, it's sensual, and the Bible says it's devilish. In other words, it's the type of preaching that really feeds the flesh. Now, let me give you some examples of these, okay? You know, an extreme example of this would be yellow journalism. You guys ever heard of yellow journalism? You think of like the exaggerated tabloids you see in the grocery store. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Like the Inquirer, right? You go to the grocery store and you say, you know, Bat Boy or something, you know? Or, you know, this, there's aliens and UFOs. I remember being a little kid. I'm like, why isn't this stuff flying off the store, man? This is some interesting stuff. If I had money, I'd buy this. And I'm thinking like, man, they found aliens when I was a kid. And it's just like, what in the world? And they're already taking over the world. I mean, just complete exaggerated nonsense. It's sensationalism just with no accuracy whatsoever. They just completely put fake stuff out there, fake news. They have a lavish use of pictures, misleading headlines, pseudoscience by so-called experts. They have no legitimate or well-researched news. Now, the equivalent to this in the biblical realm is like troll channels, right? You have these channels that troll men of God, and they're very sensational. Bruce Mejia exposed, all capital letters. Bruce Mejia denies salvation by faith. And then you click on it, it's like, this guy's lying. You liar. You're not even legitimate. You're just lying. You're being sensational. You're inaccurate.